NBA Courtside
Podcast.
Into being curtailed, but my head blowing up like I'm the curtailed, and my friends get it hung up like a shirt too. Now they ain't the only homies fucking with the virtual. This for all my homies looking like a nerd.
Welcome everybody to the NBA Fantasy Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Carlos, my co-host, Big G. Alright, Garrett, it's been a lot of rumors, people may be on the move, but instead of getting into rumors, why don't we get into some not-so-breaking news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Yes. All right. Okay, so...
That was an awkward laugh.
The
not-so-rumored...
The actually happened trade, yes.
Okay, well, that trade is going to be John Simmons, Grievous Vasquez, old Chuck Wagon, Chuck Hayes, and Pat.
Patrick Patterson.
Yes, Patrick Patterson to Toronto for Rudy Gay, Aaron Gray, and Quincy Acey.
Oh, Quincy's not too bad. I mean, he kind of stepped it up in the playoffs. There is.
They had the first game for Sacramento tonight against the Rockets and came out with a W. Ouch, that hurts. It hurts my heart. All right, just a little bit.
Well, I mean, the Rockets were a little dinged up. We'll get into that later in the injury report, so... Don't get your feelings too hurt. Don't get butt hurt. But
my butt is a little bit hurt right now. I mean, when you lose to the worst team in the West, you know you're all over the place. You're playing down your competition.
Yeah. They lost to Utah earlier in the season too, right?
That's how they do it.
Well,
man.
You snuck me into the damn Rockets corner. Sneaky motherfucker!
Cornered you in
God
already.
Damn it!
Trying to talk about trades. You end up in the Rockets corner.
Where am I?
That's my team.
It's like,
you know where you are.
God damn it.
You just said it.
All right.
Take a step back.
Jumping out of the damn Rockets corner.
Well, no, it ain't no damn Rockets corner.
Sacramento.
I don't like your tone right here.
I want to know what Sacramento's doing.
Sacramento, I mean, it's already worked out for them. I mean, Rudy Gay is just going to continue to put up his production. Well, fantasy owners aren't going to have
to worry. Well, let's talk about fantasy owners from Grievous Vasquez standpoint. We talked about it. I don't think we put up the audio, but we did talk in length about Grievous Vasquez versus Isaiah Thomas. Who's going to have the better fantasy production? And
I think we both went Vasquez.
We were obviously both wrong because Isaiah Thomas. And they gave Grievous Vasquez the starting point guard position, but Isaiah Thomas... He just kept coming off the bench and lighting it up, fearless, Mighty Mouse style. I mean, he reminded me of Damon Stoudemire, the way he just really got into his groove, shooting. I mean, he's a little dude.
Well, I don't know if you saw the game tonight, but, I mean, when he's open, he's not missing. And he's throwing down, you know, teardrops in the lane. I mean, he's doing it
he's
all.
He's got a versatile game.
Good,
also, Isaiah Thomas's name was on a bet, and I believe his father was a Lakers fan. And the bet was if the Pistons won, I don't know if it was the 89 finals, I believe. So the Pistons won the 89 finals, and his dad had made a bet with a Pistons fan, I guess, that, yeah, if the Lakers lose, I'll name my son Isaiah Thomas.
Okay, so this is relevant to his fantasy value.
No, I'm just a huge Isaiah Thomas fan in general. I'm from Detroit. I found the story to be somewhat intriguing.
The Hall of Famer Isaiah Thomas.
Yes. Isaiah Thomas is named after the Hall of Famer Isaiah Thomas, and his dad is a Lakers fan.
So
named on a bet? Who names their kid on a bet?
So that ups his fantasy value instantly.
God damn it. No, but what I'm saying is that's crazy. That's just crazy talk. Back to fantasy talk. John Simmons really isn't that relevant. I don't think he's going to get many minutes in Toronto, although he might.
Yeah, it's not worth it. I don't think it's
Yeah, you might look at him in deeper leagues and see what he's up to. Chuck Hayes is Chuck Hayes. He's just a wagon at this point.
But we were talking about Grievous Vasquez. There have been trade rumors circling Kyle Lowry as well. I mean, his value could, you know.
Something to look into. Rudy Gay, I feel like now that he's been moved again, every time a big name player like this gets moved to a place and he didn't want to get traded, although I'm sure he did. I mean, who wants to be in Toronto?
Well, Well, I mean, now he's on another terrible team.
Well, Sacramento. I think that Sacramento's kind of getting it right, though.
No, you're right, though. They've got some talent, but they are, before tonight, the last team in the West. I mean, they got a long climb to go, so.
Yeah, they also got Derek Williams from Minnesota. So you got Derek Williams to spread the floor. It's like a stretch four, like DeMarcus Cousins at the five.
Yeah, not to mention DeMarcus
Cousins. Yeah, you got Rudy Gay. You know, you got Isaiah Thomas, who's emerging. You know, you also
Why does nobody want to hold on to Rudy Gay? I mean, he's just getting traded and traded.
In the age of statistics and being able to break down a player's value in depth, he's just doesn't shoot a good field goal percentage. He's a high turnover guy. He doesn't get you a lot of assists. He doesn't get you a lot of offensive rebounds. Carmelo Anthony?
Are you talking about?
Rudy Gay!
Okay, you're still talking about Rudy Gay. All right, well, yeah.
And Aaron Gray, obviously, that's not. Well,
the only two names that I would say are relevant in this trade, fantasy wise, are obviously going to be Rudy Gay, which you're not going to see his production take a dip. And in fact, it may even go up a little bit. It's going to be stay around Rudy Gay numbers, but Vasquez will be interesting to see what his play's like, especially if Kyle Lowry gets traded. I mean, I would keep an eye on that situation.
Okay, well, since we got the trade, like semi-trade deadline coming up shortly, I was listening to Jalen Rose's podcast, and he said if players get moved before the 19th of December, that they can be removed by the trade deadline in February. So let's drop like some audio soundbite of like, a sous chef or somebody chopping something up. Just
I gotta listen to this shit.
You certainly don't, pal. Because the good news is you're fired.
There we go. Nice. On the trade block, chopping it up. You know what I'm saying? Or we can go chop a style, like H-Town style, what have you. So the first guy on the trading block that we're going to talk about, Kyle Lowry. You know him and I know him. Drop the Mike Lowry soundbite right there.
Yeah, I'm a fantasy...
Hello?
Yeah, Mike Lowry.
Okay.
I'm a fantasy owner.
Hello? It's Mike Lowry.
Own Kyle Lowry?
Yeah, I would like to see him...
I'm sorry?
Well, no, it really hasn't been too bad. His scoring hasn't been too bad, but he does get some rebounds, some assists. You know, every now and then he'll flirt with the triple double. But he's
a little injury prone.
He's looking at it's true. But he's been healthy this year.
Okay,
he has been playing. He's been recovering from the finger injury. Mm, but
my finger hurts.
Yeah, getting a little bit better. You can drop that in. Yeah. My fingers hurt.
Yeah.
So, no, but I would like to see him get traded. They're talking about possibly the Knicks. New York is a destination there. That's all I've really heard.
Raymond Felton.
The only interest I've heard so far.
Is horrible. And Raymond Felton does. The thing with the Knicks is that if they're going to play to their strengths, they got to play a more up-tempo style game. And Raymond Felton is just a slow it down, dribble it out kind of guy because he's just not fast.
And Kyle Lowry is not. He's much more of a facilitator.
Up-tempo player, yeah. I mean, he may not be as slender as he once was, but sure.
But go ahead and get now that Rudy Gay's gone for him too, that hurts his value. If he gets traded to the Knicks, that's gonna help. I mean, you got some more players there to distribute. You know, help pad your stats. So.
Yeah. Well, I guess we might as well go ahead and step back into the Rockets corner for a moment and talk about a couple of Rockets.
That's my team. We'll cover our bases while we're there. We got two of them.
Yeah, two of them on the block.
There's an obvious
two of them
one.
On the trading block.
Everybody
the first
knows about the first one
is the Turkish royal, if you will.
Turkey trot.
Turkey trot. he's not trotting out onto the court anytime soon.
No, he's not.
He's still dealing with the injury.
He's faking a thigh injury, right? I mean,
hey, dude.
He could play if he wanted to, but he doesn't want to. He's going to throw a big fit until he gets traded.
Okay.
Have you not seen all these Omar Asik faces out there?
All the NBA memes of Omar Asik with the crybaby faces?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, he's hurting his trade value, and you know that Morey is furious about
this. He really is hurting his trade value.
Yeah, because he's not, you know, saying, all right, I'm going to play through a little pain or, you know, not demanding a trade. Obviously, he already knew once we acquired Dwight Howard that he was good to potentially be traded before the trading block, you know, but at least play it out so where you can, you know,
Well, not only is he hurting...
appeal to other teams, right?
Yeah, not only is he hurting his trade value, he's hurting the Rockets. I mean, when Dwight gets in foul trouble, I mean, or, you know, we just don't have a second body to throw out there, you know, and I didn't like it when they're on the court at the same time, but Omer Asik is a valuable piece, and he can be to a lot of teams.
He's still got good defense, yeah.
He's still got some value out there, but, I mean, fantasy-wise, you know what you're getting with him. You know, if he's getting starters minutes, he's going to pull you down some boards. And, you know, he'll get around double digits if he's getting the minutes and points. But the free throw percentage is a thing as well. It's going to hurt you. So,
yeah.
He's not as bad as Dwight, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, he could be a little worse. Another one, the Linsane and the Membrane. I just feel like I understand it's young in his NBA career. And I know that we kind of screwed New York with the Jeremy Lin contract and how it was kind of back-end heavy, so now we're going to try and get rid of it.
Yeah, he's getting paid more by the year.
Yeah, as the end of the contract extended. But Jeremy Lin is not that bad of a player. I honestly like him more than Patrick Beverley as far as from an offensive standpoint, definitely the way that Houston plays. And offensively, Houston tends to get a little stagnant, and they tend to stand around and watch Dwight Howard in the post a lot.
Well,
and Jeremy Lin is like a point guard slash shooting guard. That being said, if we get somebody like, you know, maybe a Jordan Crawford, who may also be out there in trade rumors.
I'm down to trade Jeremy Lin. I'll be the first one to say that his game has been better this year. I mean, he got abused in the playoffs. But he's been putting up good numbers from three. I mean, he's been playing a lot better this year.
He's been injured a lot.
He's got some trade value, but man, I just...
He gets nicked up pretty easily.
Just after seeing him in the playoffs, when it goes to a half-court game...
Jeremy Lin is made out of paper mache.
Yeah, he just... Oh my God, they eat him up, dude. And yeah, they just go at him every single play, so...
So you're saying that although during the regular season with the style of basketball, it's more favorable to Jeremy Lin's fast, up-tempo, no defensive style of play. But when it gets to the playoffs, you're looking for the future as far as like trying to make a deep playoff run. Jeremy Lin is going to be a huge defensive liability against guys like Stephen Curry, Russell Westbrook. I mean,
tearing you apart.
Yeah, to mention a few. Tony Parker, obviously.
He's going to be my next.
Yeah. But Damian Lillard, as he heard,
he can't stay in front of those guys. I mean, there's no way. And in the playoffs, in that scenario, you know, he's not getting to the bucket either, getting those layups. His points come off transition layups and three pointers now. So that's pretty much all he's got. He still turns the ball over like crazy too. And
would you take a straight up Jeremy Lin for Kyle Lowry?
Yes, I would gladly take that. I don't know if that would be, you know, a feasible deal. I don't think
Toronto would want that.
I don't think Toronto would want that.
Although I don't know what Kyle Lowry's contract looks like either. I don't think it's that. I don't think Jeremy Lin's contract is all that bad. But like we discussed earlier, it gets bigger as it extends. So I don't know. But yeah, so Jeremy Lin is out there. He's just on the block, man. I mean, Morey's ready to make moves, and we all have seen that he's willing to.
If we trade Jeremy Lin, we're not going to get a big name for him. We'll probably end up getting a pick and like some cash considerations or something like that. I don't think we're going to get like a difference maker in exchange for Jeremy Lin, because after we lost in the playoffs last year, everybody was talking about trying to trade him, but nobody's going to want to pick up that contract. They're just not going to.
I don't know what the Asian population is over there in Toronto or what the demographic.
We've got a huge Asian fan base
here in Houston, right. And that's what Morey was looking at, the money along with, you know, the contract. But I don't know.
We could stay in the Rockets corner all podcasts long. I mean, we've been going Omer Asik and Jeremy Lin for like 3.5 hours now.
Okay, no. I'm cooked in the Rockets corner. I'm ready to get out of the tanning bed. Let's go on to the East.
Kicking up down the list, who we got?
Jordan Crawford has been playing surprisingly well after playing for Washington and being a little hit and miss with John Wall. He's kind of relishing his new role there in Boston, and it looks like Miami's taking notice, and they want him. And that's a good place to be wanted, is Miami Heat.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Who wouldn't want to be?
But these are all rumors. This is all speculation. I mean, we just looked this up on the interwebs. We're a bunch of monkeys with keyboards in front of us. We don't know what we're doing. But at the end of the day, Miami Heat. It's a good place to be.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, this one is, you know, it's all rumors, like you said, but the only interest that's really been generated, like legitimate interest at this point for Jordan Crawford is Miami. So that's the only option that's out there for him at the moment. So it looks, you know, it looks like it could happen.
We were talking about New York a little bit, and it seems like they want to just clean the whole cupboard. Tyson Chandler, J.R. Smith, they're obviously not happy with his production and his new contract.
Because he's been hot garbage, but not the whole cupboard. I mean, you got to hold on to Melo, but other than Melo...
Oh, and Amari, because nobody's going to take that contract.
Oh, my God. What are they doing?
I want to say Amari's like the top three or top five paid player in the league, I think, this year, or maybe next year.
Is that accurate? Because that's a tragedy.
Well, you remember when he first signed with New York, he signed that huge contract because nobody wanted to, you know, it was that big free agency year with LeBron and Chris Bosh and everybody else.
Well, everyone knows the best way to play defense is just to completely turn away from the basket. And
you saw that video.
Not even look at anybody, just stand there.
Well, regardless, I think they're trying to pair Tyson Chandler with any team who's willing to take on J.R. Smith's contract.
And J.R. Smith owners, sadly, I'm one of them. I think you couldn't ask for anything better than maybe a change of scenery for J.R. Smith there, man. I mean, that might breathe new lifeblood back into his game, but he has just been awful, dude. His percentages are way down. He doesn't contribute in any other areas of the game.
He used to be a little bit of everything.
Former sixth man of the year. I mean, come on.
He used to get you rebounds, some assists. He had, like, triple-double nights.
Throwing up three-pointers. Oh, yeah.
His shooting percentage is woeful. He just looks completely lost out there. New York City, New York in general, they're a bad team right now, and they're trying to get rid of everybody. I mean, Iman Shumpert, you know, not getting paid much guy, maybe possibly moving to the Lakers is rumored. Speaking of Lakers, the one Laker that he's been on the trade block since.
Yeah, there's nothing new here. He's always on the trade block when he comes around. Pau Gasol.
Yeah, you know. I mean, but more often than not, when he's not on the trade block, he's usually getting a regular visit at the gynecologist.
Yes, indeed.
He's making sure that everything is getting checked out.
The recurring theme here of Pau Gasol's feminine hygiene.
But he's usually put us in our place by putting up decent numbers.
And that's the truth, yeah. I mean, he does. As a fantasy player, he gets you some good numbers.
But with D'Antoni, he just doesn't fit in the offense.
Well, now that Kobe's back too, I've seen Kobe getting, you know, everybody more involved. I've seen several, pick and rolls, you know, kick it back out to Gasol for an open look, much more so than what he's been getting. So
yeah, because these new guys just didn't know how to use Powell, but Kobe does. Well, speaking about new guys, Evan Turner is a younger guy. He's been playing halfway decent, but similar to Rudy Gay, he's not so efficient in the field goal department, and he tends to put up a lot of shots and get you a lot of turnovers.
Yeah.
So he's been rumored in a lot of multiple trade rumors, and I'm just not sure where he's going to land. I'm an Evan Turner owner. Like, there's good games and bad games. You got to take the good with the bad. You know, you got to take the low field goal percentage with the high points, high rebounds from a guard position, fairly moderate assist numbers, you know.
Well, he's one of those guys, I guess, probably in our league it's different because we're only starting five guys every night.
Yeah.
He's one of those guys that you'll start when no way else is playing, but you're not going to put him in your top five.
Yeah. Like, if you're in a head-to-head league or whatever where you set your lineups on Monday, you might be one of those guys that may be utility spot depending on what you need. But somebody who's getting a little butt hurt, Zach Randolph, is not happy about being mentioned in trade rumors.
And to me, when players, especially big-name players, it seems like every time when they come out and say that they're not happy hearing these trade rumors, everything, next thing you know, they end up getting traded. So that's just how it seems to go. I don't know.
It depends on who's coming back. I know Zach had bounced around the league for a bit with New York City and Portland, and I felt like he finally found his home in Memphis, and he plays good defense, whatnot, but it's just interesting. I just thought that he would be like a name stay there, you know?
Yeah, but he hasn't really been, you know, wowing anybody this year. They're such a boring team to watch. I mean, everything slows down, and they're real methodical. They play good defense. But, yeah, I'm with you. I thought Zach was a mainstay of that team, but he has been struggling as of late, so I couldn't blame him for wanting to trade him. If the price was right, yeah.
I'm sorry, he's not injured. Mark Gasol's injured.
Yeah, Mark.
Yeah, that's right.
That's me again.
Poor baby Gasol.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yep. I'm sorry.
Well, he's going to be out until late December. Early tip on the injury report there.
Oh, speaking about the injury report, why don't we go ahead and jump into that.
Down, Chuck. He is not getting up. He's had the stingers that have gone through his body. Again, just a glazed look in his eyes as he lay there on the floor.
But it's like a boxer who got hit, staggering, and had no balance, was obviously woozy. And John Lovington is really hurt.
All right, Garrett, why don't you go ahead and tell me who's the first guy on our injury list there?
First person upon our injury list this Christmas episode, right? I mean, is it officially a Christmas episode?
It's a holiday episode.
Well, they're not going to hear our voices again until after Christmas.
I don't know. When's Christmas?
It will be on the 25th, as always.
So, like, next week?
9 days from now, currently.
We might be able to sneak one in maybe before, but yeah.
Sneak attack preview, Christmas pre-preview podcast.
Right.
Maybe, maybe not, you know. keep an eye open. Let's get to the injury report.
Yes, all right,
here
please.
We go. We're going to do that eventually. Rajon Rondo cleared for full practice. And he's progressing in practice. It looks it's going to be a few more weeks at least. I'm not expecting big things.
Really?
No.
Why?
Because he's going to be coming fresh off the injury. What are they really playing for?
He's got like that, you know, that fuck you mentality, just like Russell Westbrook, where he's still young. You know what I mean? And I know Derrick Rose is young and it's different, but I don't know. I think that Rondo's going to come back. He's going to put up some nice numbers. And then I think he also has been rumored in a lot of trade rumors. I think he might get moved too.
He'll be a mid for the rest of this year, for the majority of this year. Maybe at the end he might turn it on, but he'll be a mid-range fantasy player. He's worth an add. I won't go so far as to say he's not, but he's not going to come back and instantly be the Rajon Rondo
of old. You know, leading the league in assists and what have you.
Not going to happen. So, you know, you gotta beware anybody who likes to roller skate is their main hobby other than the NBA, you know?
Beware of guys who are roller skating? Are you saying that's how Larry Sanders injured himself?
Yeah, he was roller skating all over the place. You saw it. We saw it.
He was on skates.
I think your exact phrase was...
Larry Sanders was skating like Tinkerbell.
Like Tinkerbell.
Yeah.
Skating on ice like Tinkerbell.
Skating on ice like Tinkerbell, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He's quite the fairy is what you're saying.
So
we shouldn't ask him to be on the podcast then?
No, we're not calling him.
He's gonna decline our interview.
Yeah, he's definitely gonna decline. Larry Sanders, if you didn't see the video, and we're going to talk about it every podcast until that video goes viral.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, at least a mention or five.
Yeah, but he threw like three bottles. He's skating all over the place.
He threw more than three bottles.
Four?
Yeah, he was back there throwing bottles, and that one guy was having nothing of it. He came right after him.
He got attacked by a smaller gentleman like Spider Monkey that kind of jumped on him and hung on his neck. But despite all of that, he has been cleared for basketball activities Friday, and he has been fitted for a glove.
I'm sorry.
And he is working on catching a basketball. No timetable has been set for his return to the basketball court or the dance floor.
See, yeah, I'll admit.
Or the dance floor.
This is where I'm going. Why do you think I started laughing? All right, I'll admit that I hadn't read it. I hadn't read the injury report until you were about to read it, and I couldn't stop laughing because no timetable has been set
for his return to the basketball court or the dance floor.
Or the dance floor, no. I don't think he needs to get back out there on the floor.
No. I feel like if he is going to get on the dance floor, he's definitely going to be coming with some shoes with more traction.
Yes, indeed. Tread safe.
Yeah, he's definitely going to need some Pumas or something with a little more treading on those tires for sure. So enough Larry Sanders news. Why don't we jump back into the Rockets corner with a few Rockets injuries. Big name, a guy that you may know, the bearded one, the African Santa Claus is what they're calling him on the streets.
I've never heard this. On the streets?
On the streets of Houston.
Man.
On the holidays, yes.
This is news to me.
He is known as Black Santa.
I guess I've fallen off.
Have you seen his beard?
No, I've never seen it.
It looks.
He's got a beard?
He's got it's pretty big.
I'm too busy looking at his teeth and or his toes.
Oh my god, his teeth. James Harden.
And his toes. Don't forget about those.
Yeah. He's definitely going to be, if Nip Tuck was still going on, he'd be the next guy on there to be getting fixed up.
All right, so in actual news.
He's rolled his ankle Wednesday, and he's questionable. It did not play the rest of the game. He came in.
Yeah, I watched the game, and he hurt himself. He went back to the locker room, had an x-ray.
Right.
Came back out. The whole time he was playing, he didn't look good. He was wincing the whole time.
Right.
He ended up calling it quits. He's going to miss some time. I bet he misses, about
two or three
games. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll keep an eye on your RotoWebs or your interwebs or Google deals or what have you. The Lin one, the Lin Sane in the membrane, the great Jeremy Lin, did not play due to back spasms. Are back spasms contagious? Because Chandler Parsons had back spasms, and now Jeremy Lin.
Yeah, been running rampant with injuries here lately.
It's weird, right?
Back spasms all over the place. No, yeah. James Harden with the rolled ankle. I guess we can throw Omer Asik in the same category with Pau Gasol now. I guess his giant hurts as well, so he's not playing.
He's just got lady parts that need tending to,
Yeah, it's giant hurts, yeah.
Well, sometimes.
That's exactly what that sounds like.
You know, a certain time of the month, and then it kind of carries on, and then some weeks are heavier than other weeks.
Oh, yeah, heavy flow.
Yeah, so you got some of that with Omer Asik.
Yeah, let's just bring keep it going with the menstruation cycle talk. That went over all of the listeners.
There's no need for that.
There is no need.
Well, talking about a player that you own, and I love to do this when I go down the injury report.
Seems like I own all of these players there in trade speculation or injury report or...
It's just one of those years,
I guess so.
Tyreke Evans missed Sunday's game against the Nuggets with an ankle injury and is listed as questionable for Tuesday's game.
Okay, my advice on Tyreke Evans is, even though I haven't followed my own advice yet, he might be on the you're fucking fired list because it is about time, man.
He's
just been putting up garbage numbers all year long. He's had one or two solid games. Other than that, injured and just straight garbage. Coming off the bench, not worth an own.
Straight tree rash.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
T-Rash, for sure.
Tyreke Evans.
Yes.
Is playing terrible. He's also injured, so keep an eye on him if you want him. Maybe in a deeper league, obviously you can't drop him in a deep, deep league. But if you're in a shallower league, maybe Tyreke Evans might be somebody you want to drop for someone better.
Yeah, deep league, I would say 12 or more. He's probably still worth an add.
Right.
But
talking about guys that you might want to add that maybe not have been picked up yet, Batman, Danny Granger, always rumored to be coming back, always rumored to be on the mend. He is targeting his season debut Friday against none other than your Houston Rockets. After dealing with an aggravated
yep, you got
calf
it.
Injury
mm-hmm.
in the pregame season. In the pregame season. Nonetheless, what is this going to do for owners that own guys like, I don't think it's going to affect Paul George, but it may affect Lance Stephenson.
Yeah, Paul George will get his. I think it will affect Lance Stephenson. I mean, obviously it's going to affect his minutes, which affect his stats. But Danny Granger,
is he going to stay on the floor for longer than a couple days?
Yeah, remember when he came back last year? It was pretty unimpressive when he came back. I mean, he wasn't like what everybody expected. It just kind of threw off the team's chemistry. It didn't really help the situation at all.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know. I think that Danny Granger may have been somebody that they're trying to put out there as soon as possible. You kind of parade him for a good couple of games and then maybe trade him as well.
So just show that he's healthy again.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, wait. The trade deadline's coming up pretty soon. Hey, Danny, how do you feel? Feeling all right? How about Friday?
Feeling like getting traded?
Okay, good. Because you're playing Friday. We're going to give you maybe 20 minutes. Okay? You get to shoot as much as you want. We're going to play defense. You're not going to. That's probably why you're going to be traded. And then we're going to, you know, maybe do this a couple more games and then probably shop you somewhere else.
Do the damn thing.
Possibly. A guy that I'm upset that I didn't get a chance to draft.
MCW?
I like his game, but I feel like he's maybe getting a little bit of that Linitis where he may not be able to play through the injury. But right now, maybe I may be a little insensitive in that because he's missed six straight games with a knee infection. How does your knee get infected?
I was wondering the same thing. I'm not so sure. Maybe he had something drained. Maybe he had his knee drained or something, and maybe during that process he got an infection.
So what you're saying is like he was getting his knee drained with like a Lamar Odom like crack needle, and then
it was some shiesty shit that was going down there for sure.
Like he's like, look, I need to get my knee drained. I'm over here in LA. Kicking it with the Kardashians. Hey, Lamar, do you got a needle hanging around? I got some fluids that need to... Yeah, sure, man. Here, wait. Here you go.
Now that you put it like that, that sounds like the most likely scenario. You know, it probably went down exactly like that.
Drop the TMZ sound drop right there. You heard it here first, folks. No, but in all seriousness, that boy Rotten... He ain't too rotten. He's pretty good.
Yeah, he was going off.
He's going to continue to start in MCW's place.
Yeah, absolutely. I would ride those coattails for a while. I considered getting him earlier in the year when, you know, he was getting more playing time.
Yeah.
But as far as Michael Carter Williams, I mean, do you save a spot for him? You wait for him
to come back? You have to, man. He's a player who gives you, like, what, 17, maybe 6-6.
Throwing all them steals in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If a couple of threes, I mean, you know, he's a find. Somebody who may be found but more forgotten, Nene Hilario, dealing with foot and heel issues.
I've been an owner in the past, but this year he's fallen off the fantasy radar. He's not very relevant. Maybe in some deeper leagues, maybe if you're stretching.
Yeah, I mean, he's missed a week so far, and he could miss more time. I'm going to guess he's going to miss more time because he's in Nene Hilario. And he's playing for a Washington team who's surprisingly playing well in the Eastern Conference, or at least their ranking would lead you to believe that they're a better team than they probably are because the Eastern Conference as a whole is so woeful. Speaking about teams with not winning records, let's break down a couple of Brooklyn Nets real quick, shall we? Jason Terry is...
Jason Berries?
Possibly.
Yeah.
He's also going to be out for a week or two, still rehabbing in the injury. Then you got your boy AK-47 or Andrei Karolinko, also known as the Russian fighter in the Rocky movies.
Once again,
if he dies, he dies.
Once again, back spasms.
Back spasms.
Eating too much of that grandma's borscht soup. You know what I'm saying? eating that borscht.
Yeah, borscht soup is something that his grandmother made that he was a big fan of. He's going to be out for a week, possibly 2 weeks, with a back spasm as well. And Brook Lopez just recently came back from an ankle injury. Now I think he's re-aggravated his ankle injury, and he missed Friday's game against Detroit.
Okay, all right.
So we just broke down the Brooklyn Nets injury report real quick. Let's go to a guy that I drafted that I dropped, and that is JaVale McGee. Who is scheduled? JaVale McGee is scheduled for an X-ray next week, and I'm hoping for good things because I would like to pick up JaVale if I needed some more blocks.
That's it.
That's all
main,
I want.
The main reason. There's no secret.
Yeah, blocks, rebounds, high field goal percentage.
Moving on down the list.
And next on the list is Michael Conley, listed as questionable for Tuesday's game. With a thigh contusion.
I've always been a pretty, I wouldn't say a big fan of Michael Conley, but I really think that when he's on point, his game is pretty good. He's a good fantasy player to own. It doesn't look like a big deal. He shouldn't be missing too much time. Maybe one game?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's a gamer, maybe one or two. But, yeah, I think that's going to do it for the injury report. Why don't we get into the fired list?
I don't care, Bob. You're fired. You're fired! Clean out your locker at the club, Bob. You're fucking fired!
Okay, so I guess we're going to get into our most dropped list. Guys that are getting fired. Guys that are getting shit on. Guys that are getting...
it's just funny. Just guys that are just getting shit on. Yeah. Continue.
Guys that are getting... shit on themselves, guys that are shitting the bed.
Well, yeah, they've shit the bed.
They've shit the bed.
So, the first one, if, you know, I'm going to go ahead and, you know, lead it off just because
yes.
I picked him up on the list here is Costa Kufis. Not playing so good lately, but most people who picked him up are Marc Gasol owners like I am, and he's given you solid production.
Yeah.
He's gotten at least 30 minutes in every game since Gasol's went down, and now, in this last game, he only got 14, and he only had 2 points and 2 rebounds. I mean...
that's pretty good.
That is awful.
Okay.
But I think it's... that being said, it's a little too early to jump ship, I would say.
So you say he just hit a little nick in the road?
Unless you got a hotter option out there available at power forward center, and you're just basically picking him up to replace Marc Gasol's production, I'd say give it a little bit, wait another game or two, see what happens. That's my plan, but he's going to be quick to get fired if he slouches off.
Mm. So he's been written up at work.
He has.
We have sort of a problem here.
Absolutely, and it's not just a verbal warning either.
Oh,
it's
okay.
An official write-up, okay?
Man.
So this is the next level.
Okay, so he's got 2 strikes, 1 more, and he's out.
Yes.
Okay, all right, who's next on the drop list?
Taj Gibson is going to be next on the drop list.
You know, you would think with Derrick Rose being injured that the point production would have to come from places. I know Taj is still, even though it's not his position, point guard, you know, you're still going to fill up the points and whatnot, but I don't understand. Why would Taj Gibson be getting fired so easily?
Well, it's real wishy-washy. People are looking for, you know, solid production, and it's hard to get that out of Taj Gibson. He can definitely put up some good numbers. We've seen it. He's had some great games recently.
Yeah, and then he'll disappear.
Yeah, and then he'll disappear for several games at a time.
Yeah. So would you say with Taj Gibson, it's one of those guys that you may want to keep on the end of your bench and just play him depending on the matchups if you got a better play or something?
I would assume that if you're listening to this, then you're obviously looking for some deeper fantasy advice. You know, I would say just because of his potential, you got to, you know, maybe hang on to him for a little bit. I mean, you're probably, you know, low on options out there. He's a fringe player in a 12-team league.
So you say maybe buy low on Taj Gibson? Did I just confuse you?
Yeah.
No, buy low on Taj Gibson?
I'm not buying him.
You want no part of him?
No, not on my team.
Okay, so he's already been written up at work, and he's got all of his stuff in that little box in his cubicle.
Yeah. Okay. I set the building on fire.
With his little cactus plant.
I guess.
All the photo frame of the kids.
If that's how you want to picture it, then yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Okay, another guy that I had been talking about earlier in the year to possibly add is Enes Kanter. And I feel like the reason why Enes Kanter really isn't fitting right now with the Utah Jazz, because I've been watching a lot of Utah Jazz, being a Trey Burke owner and just being a Michigan fan and just being a Trey Burke fan in general, okay? All right, so you've got me. I am the president of the Trey Burke Fan Club.
I didn't get you. You said all that on your
What
own.
Are you saying?
I haven't said anything in quite some time.
What are you accusing me of being?
Yes, you
the
are.
The president of Trey Burke's Fan
you
Club?
You are a closet Trey Burke fan. It's about time for you to admit it.
No closet.
It's about time to admit it.
Everybody's known I'm a Trey Burke fan.
But well, that being you pressured me into pressuring you when I wasn't really at home. So.
Enes Kanter, he's just too big and slow for a quicker up-tempo Jazz team that really likes to run out there. Derek Favors at the five sometimes is a good option for them as opposed to Enes, and they play a little small ball. Richard Jefferson's been getting a lot of minutes as well. You know, Utah's just a little too quick for Enes right now, and I feel like his production has been a little hit and miss.
Yeah, he doesn't look like the smartest guy out there, does he?
Just because he resembles a Frankenstein monster doesn't mean that he's not an intelligent man.
Yeah, go ahead.
You're going to judge his intelligence.
Lead the crusade for in his canter, but
I guess I will.
The guy out there.
All right, well, somebody that you're leading the crusade for is a well-known and accuser
of kicking bums. Oh.
Hey, man.
Why are you going to kick a bum?
Well, it's coming
Terrence
back.
Jones.
It's coming back to him in the end because
Terrence Jones.
He hasn't done anything. T. Jones. Boy, T. Jones is still good, but man, he hasn't been getting as many minutes. They're not getting him involved very often. I think the skill set is there, but I don't think he's worth being owned right now anymore. I think it's about that time.
Maybe in a deeper league, you might want to hold on to him.
Oh man, maybe.
Because who are they going to play at a power forward position unless you guys really trade a Sheik for a power forward?
Well, Sheik will get traded, but maybe in a deeper league. But T. Jones, man, I really like him. I just don't.
Why don't you guys trade for Patrick Patterson to come back to Houston?
No, I don't want that. No,
you don't want that.
No.
Patrick Patterson stretching the floor for you guys at the starting power forward position?
No, I don't think. We've been there and done that. I've seen enough.
You've had that dance?
Yeah, I've seen enough Pat. I was on that train at one time.
No? What happened? You got your ticket punched off the train?
Yes, something like that. But T. Jones, I just don't think he's being used in the right way, man. I don't think it's going to pan out very well.
So you just say stay clear for Terrence Jones for any leagues. Fair enough. All right, let's talk about a guy that you currently own that people currently don't want to.
You lose! Good day, sir!
Yeah, the second person on my team that is on this list, J.R. Smith. I don't think you want to own him. Obviously, he's...
Trade rumors, man. If he gets traded to the right situation, that might be something you want to watch.
I was saying that earlier. If he gets traded to a new situation, some fresh life, maybe he can turn around. But that's about the only thing that's going to
happen. Evan Turner for J.R. Smith, straight up. Would you take that? If you're Philly and
that
J.R.
Smith contract's pretty big, though.
Yeah, you might be right. Evan Turner still might be on his rookie deal, looking for a fresh deal. Okay, well, besides maybe Tyreek Evans, who's also on the most drops list, you already talked about it. Has he been written up at work, Tyreek Evans?
If we're sticking with this theme, then yeah, I guess he has.
He's been cited for being late and maybe drinking a soda before paying for it.
He's just absent. He's just no call, no show, constantly.
Well, it looks like you've been missing quite a bit of work lately.
Well, I would say I've been missing it, Bob.
Constantly no call, no shows in the work.
Tyreek Evans? Getting real close.
Okay, so then, it's fair enough. All right, well, that being said, why don't we go ahead and jump into who is getting hired instead of getting fired? Let's get into the leads.
You got leads. You can't close the leads you're given. You can't close shit. You are shit. Hit the bricks, pal, and beat it, because you are going out.
Okay, first guy on the leads as of today, that would be Brandon Wright, power forward center from Dallas.
Now, the first thing I want to say is, going into the leads, there's not very much out there. When the first name up is Brandon Wright, I mean, he's okay, but there's not too many names out there, too many options that are going to wow you, people that are still available.
Well, as we go down this list, you will be surprised by some of the fame and notoriety behind these names, I promise you, my friend.
Oh, okay, all right.
Brandon Wright may have just had a good couple games. Tell me some info on Brandon, and let's see why everybody's deciding to pick him up.
Well, in the minutes that he did play, which was 19 of them, he was 9 of 10 from the field with 19 points. He grabbed 6 boards. He was really active. He looked real good out there. Started his season in excellent fashion, so it was his first game.
So Brandon Wright, in his debut for the Dallas Mavericks, coming back, had himself a nice little night, 19-6, showing some promise on a younger team, Obviously, Dirk is... seasoned veteran, but he's surrounded by younger guys like Monte Ellis and what have you.
Also, a lot of the attraction there is going to be the block shot potentials as well. A lot of upside.
Yeah, anytime Brandon Wright is getting minutes and you're in a deeper league and you're in need of blocks and you're just stat hunting for that one particular stat, Brandon Wright can get you that.
It is a big time a big time ad if he's out there and available. Dude, just in limited. just in limited minutes, 19-6, like you said.
Yeah.
9 of 10 from the field. I don't expect that to be, quite like
that.
Yeah,
he's always going to shoot 90% from the field.
Yeah.
That's be right all night.
But 19 minutes, that's pretty impressive. Okay. He's going to continue to, put up decent numbers, it looks like, in the foreseeable future.
You like guys that are power forward center eligible. Next guy on the list who is also power forward center eligible is John Lohr of Minnesota. I'm sorry, Memphis.
And if you need somebody who, as of late, is hindering Kosta Kupis' minutes, he's looking good, but he's only going to last, probably a couple more weeks. I mean, he is third in the overall. When Marc Gasol comes back, he'll be third, essentially, on the depth chart. So, I mean, maybe he'll get you some short-term production. But
so, give you a scenario. You're a Marc Gasol owner. You obviously, you got to fill the void, but you're not going to drop him. So and you go and you pick up Kosta Kupis. He has a good couple games. Then he drops off. Now John Lohr's on the hook, and you reel him in off the waiver wire. Just play the hot hand if they're available. I mean, that's what I would have done.
Hell, at this point, though, I would say if you're a Kosta Kupis owner or you're looking for rebounds, a power forward center, before you go get John Lohr, who we just talked about, Brendan Wright, I mean, number one option right there.
Yeah. Lohr, if he's not available.
Yeah, Lohr still might be worth a look, but I mean,
you just added Brendan Wright on your fantasy team in the middle of the podcast.
What are you talking about?
You just added Brendan Wright on your team in the middle of the podcast.
No, look, I already own him. See how it says my name next to him right there?
Okay. All right. So the number one ad has now been added by... This is like news to you? You were not paying attention and then...
Well, I mean, nobody else is either. We get, several of these free agents that are available. So I was talking about no big names out there. But, Kosta Kupis, you're fired.
Finish him!
Yeah. You just fired Kosta Kupis.
Officially decided, yes.
Okay, and you picked up B-Wright live on the show.
Yeah.
All right. That's fair enough.
Sometimes you just go with your instincts,
Okay. Tony Rotten. All right. I'm going to go with my instincts and say that I'm seriously looking at Tony Rotten, and I probably would have picked him up had Lou Williams not had blown up for that huge game that he had. I probably would have dropped him for Tony. That being said, he's having a good go of it while Michael Carter-Williams is, mending off of his injury. Once Michael Carter-Williams comes back, I don't feel like Tony's going to have the same production. Although, what you were saying earlier was that...
Yeah, Brett Brown's talking about he's envisioning them playing together, being on the court at the same time with Roden at the 2 and MCW at the 1.
So then that would move Evan Turner to the 3, I guess? You'd be looking at a pretty small lineup.
Yeah, I guess so. But he didn't say necessarily they would be starting together, but just playing on the court at the same time.
A lot together. Yeah. Okay, well, let's go into another guy that's high on the leads list is Martin Williams. I'll tell you what. I'm a Trey Burke fan. I watch a lot of Utah Jazz. I'm not a fan of the Utah Jazz franchise or the team in general, but I still have to watch Utah. And he is an integral part of the team. He starts at small forward. Since he's been back, the team's been winning more. They've got an above 500 winning percentage with Marvin Williams starting for him. He spreads the floor well. He can make the money ball. He can get you some rebounds. He can get you some block shots occasionally. And he plays the passing lanes well. He'll get you at least a steal, possibly two, game. I feel like if you need help in that utility spot, you're not happy with what you got, Marvin Williams is your guy. He's the masked man.
Well, he's not going to go out and score a ton of points, but yeah, he can get you some rebounds.
He can spread around a little bit, yeah.
He can actually, pass a little bit as well, so he's a 3-4 combination.
Yeah, that Utah Jazz team, it was real fun to watch because they go inside out. They kick it into Derek Favors, and he kicks it back out.
You're not a fan, but now you're saying they're fun to watch, man. I think you are a Utah Jazz fan.
They kick it out to Gordon Hayward.
Tell everybody.
Gordon Hayward swings it out to Jefferson. Jefferson kicks it back to Marvin Williams.
Gordon Hayward ain't shit until he plays the Rockets. Then he's going to go off
for like 50 points.
Yeah, of course.
At least.
Number one.
You know it. Well, speaking about number one, let's talk about the New York Knicks. They're number one. And Andrea Bargnani is a hot lead.
They're clearly number one, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Number one in my heart.
Andrea Bargnani hasn't really been like a hot lead. Isn't a hot lead right now, I would say, because And most leagues he should be owned by now. I mean,
you think so?
Yeah.
With Amari Stoudemire being completely absent and Tyson Chandler being injured, I feel like Andrea Bargnani might be somebody that you want to look at selling high while Tyson Chandler is still injured. Although he might be somebody that you may want to trade for if Tyson Chandler gets traded. So, I don't know. He's an intriguing player. How has he been producing for you so far? Had a couple of games of...
Bargnani?
Yeah, some 20-point games as of late. A couple of steals.
He gets you some three-pointers in there. He's not a big rebounder, but he's kind of been surprising in some of his games with his rebound numbers because he's known to not rebound at all, but you know what you're going to get. I added him quite some time ago, and he's been giving me somewhat solid production.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, but it looks like he's only had maybe one or two games of double-digit rebounds. He's not a strong rebounder.
Like
he's
said,
a shooter.
His rebounding is not, that's not
yeah.
his thing.
Yeah, you're
he's
right.
A shooter, yeah.
I'm saying you're right. I agree with you.
Yeah.
So going from one Nick to the next, Pablo. Pablo.
Prigioni.
One more time? What was that?
Prigioni.
Italiano. Yes. Pablito, the point guard. I feel like I was saying it earlier, Raymond Felton, he's just a slower guy. I don't know why he's not as good as he could be, but Pablo's he's definitely going to facilitate. He will get you some assists if he's getting the minutes, you know?
I mean, he did score a season-high 11 points in his last game. It's pretty impressive.
I think the reason why he's even on this list is the three threes that he had on his last game and
four steals
against Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a flash in the pan. Unless Raymond Felton gets traded and they don't get a point guard of any relevance in return, I pretty much stay away from Prigioni.
You got anybody else that's a hot recent add here?
I have recently added Lou Williams because I lost Derrick Rose, and I've been trying to fill the gap, and I've done so with Trey Burke and Lou Williams. Yeah, he's a shooter, man, and Lou Williams is going to be shooting for the stars. The funny thing about Lou Williams is that when he has the best game of the season and he knocks down six or seven three-pointers, that's when I have him on my bench.
Well, that's the best time to have him on
the bench. That's the best time to have him on the bench.
That's what I like to do.
Yeah. I know that there's one player on this list that you've been just wanting to talk about. You try and bring him up randomly for no apparent reason, but it's your boy, Boogie Down Blatch, Andre Blatch.
I don't think I've tried to bring him up once or even thought about him.
Yes, you have.
Since the last time he was mentioned in the last podcast. You should know. Boogie Down Blatch, he is getting at it, though. Can you maybe elaborate?
All I know is that I watched the Brooklyn Nets, and I see Kevin Garnett coaching his heart out and trying to talk to Andre Blatch and get in his face and let him know what's going on.
Throwing up a double-double in his last game.
Yeah, he's been getting some more minutes, and with more minutes comes production. That's just what Andre Blatch does. And he's gotten 32 minutes, 28 minutes, and, 20 minutes his last three games. Against my Pistons, he threw up a double-double with 20 and 12 in a block. He's not known for getting big block numbers, but he is known for his rebounding, and he likes to shoot the ball.
And his ability to boogie down, as they say.
Boogie down with the ladies. He's known as a ladies' man. Those accusations did not stick.
Where are the white women at?
Where are they at? Possibly at his place.
Hey, where are the white women at?
I don't know.
No, where the white women at?
Yeah, well,
hey, where are the white women at?
Of course, it's already getting dropped. I'm just saying Andre Blatch has got a big smile on his face because Kevin Garnett is old and he's more of a coach at this point than an actual player.
Well, I think that I might be out of ads. I don't see anything else here that I think is noteworthy. Anybody else on your mind, on your list, in your heart?
Jimmy Butler is being added in a lot of leagues because he came back from his injury and people thought that it was a little more serious than it was. So he came back a little quicker than we had thought, and his production is moderate, but, he's going to get you a little bit of everything, the steals and the blocks.
Well, it's actually a good add to the list there. It's somebody that, I would monitor myself. I've been a
an owner last year. I had him for a little while there, and in stretches he did really good for me. But we'll see what he looks like off his injury.
Especially with Derrick Rose gone, you know he's not going to be afraid to shoot the ball. Lou Williams is always Lou Old Dang is always trying to find his shot, but he's not afraid to pass the ball. I want to talk about. What do the guys do, the Wesley Johnson owners, those guys in L.A., with Kobe Bryant coming back? I don't think we talked about that. I know we had touched on him potentially coming back on the last podcast.
I'm happy. I'm excited. Kobe's back.
That's your favorite player.
Yeah, well, it's not a secret that he's not my favorite player.
Since a child, growing up.
All. But I've never denied, you know, his ability, man, to play the game.
Yeah.
I mean, Kobe is Kobe, and you know, I know that. I've just never been a fan, but I am glad to see him back on my fantasy team. See how I did that? I am glad, all right?
You know,
it's been kind of a slow start, but one of the games the other night, he had 14 assists, I believe it was, and like two quarters worth of play. He had like, I think like 21 points, 7 rebounds, 8 assists in the last game. So they got a win, first win with Kobe back. So it's looking good. He's progressing back to the Kobe we were all used to seeing.
One last guy that I want to talk about is Rodney Stuckey of my Detroit Pistons. I watch the Pistons as often as I get a chance to.
Detroit basketball!
He comes in. He's aggressive. Yes, he looks like 50 Cent. Yes, he wants to score the basketball. Yes, he will do other things on the basketball court. But
I guess he does have – I'll just not acknowledge anything else you said except for the 50 Cent comment.
You don't – okay, so you're saying he's not worth the pickup.
I was going to say, he kind of does look like 50 Cent now.
Pull up his
I'm
numbers.
Just considering now, so.
In like the past three games, Rodney Stuckey's got 20, 17, and 17. He's seen some pretty decent
there.
Minutes. Obviously, that last game against Portland was in overtime, so he got a little extra burn. But he'll get you a few rebounds here and there, 2, maybe 4. He'll get you some steals.
I'd like to see those assist numbers go up from him, though. Yeah, he does get a couple rebounds, though. He's not a bad rebounding guard at all.
Yeah, I mean, but he's not the assist guy. They tried to make him Chauncey Billups after Chauncey left. He couldn't do it. Brandon Jennings is a top 5 assist guy in the league right now. I don't know if he still is. I know he was at one point in time, and I feel like he's just a better facilitator, you know. So we go into the Rockets corner all the time. Now we went down to Detroit Rock City. That being said, I don't think there's any other guys that people need to add off the waiver wire that I can think of. Possibly a Reggie Jackson in Oklahoma City has been playing a little bit better. I owned him. I dropped him.
I mean, I think we covered all the bases here. I can't think of anybody else, man.
Okay.
How about Antetokounmpo?
So, pull up his name. Pull up this guy from Milwaukee. Let me see if I can pronounce his name properly. It is Giannis Antetokounmpo.
And here's mine. Antetokounmpo.
Giannis Antetokounmpo. Very good, yes.
That boy is going off. 13-9, you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's just his
9 season. Rebounds in each of his last 2 games.
Yeah, so they're giving him more minutes because Milwaukee is a dumpster fire and they don't care who they're playing at this point.
Pretty much.
Yeah, OJ Mayo is falling out of favor over there as well, so I don't know what the hell's going on in Milwaukee, but I wouldn't watch a buck. Or give a buck about a mother fucking game, to be honest with you.
Buck a duck, screw a kangaroo.
And with that, will conclude the podcast. Go ahead and check out the Facebook cage. I said Facebook cage, right?
Go to the Facebook cage, man.
I said that last time. And I remember I had to edit it out. I was like, why would I call it a cage?
You call it a cage again? This is the second time?
Yeah. Go ahead and go to the Facebook page, NBA Fantasy Podcast. Check me out on Twitter. Shout outs to the followers asking up the questions on Twitter. Shout out to all of our Facebook commenters and what have you, keeping the conversation alive. Happy holidays. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy... What? Am I missing another holiday? Ramadan. Happy Ramadan.
Sometimes you gotta just let the flow speak for itself.
Till next time.
See, back in high school, I ain't even know I could rap. So the hits late, but nobody throwing the flag. Gone fifth grade with a dicky open the snacks, because the kid made different like a joke in the rack. Now check it, never thought I wanna pass the bar, but I gotta get a fancy car. So I got up on the beat, beat on it like a Van der Spar. Report the smarter art when I master bars. These weak bitches gotta leave, dicky dissing them all. To listen to y'all is sorta like a flick in the balls. For real though, cause they don't spit it real as deep. Do the kid come first like his dick a prequel? So look, if you really wanna get it, forget it. Genetically better than every pathetic competitor, energetic, get a bet, I'll get you wetter than Reddick. I bet I bend to get a begging, etc. Breath, now your man on Reddit, cause I'm rapping the flames. I'm hands on Wayne Crabbit when I'm macking the dames, though. The lame bros better learn to make a single, or your main bout to have these rappers playing some bingo. Yeah. So what you talking about? If this really stupid, tell me what the fuck is walking out. If the dick you ruin rap, they pooping on his coffin now. So if you heard of a Jewish rapper, you know who they talking about. I don't think I need a Grammy, bro. I got two and they fairly old. The family demanding your man be a little wary, though. They know dude got a scary flow just like you do. Except they mean it different. Prefer my chicken white, that's for chicken and the women. Confessing that I'm hidden only cause I'm nice and spitting, but I'm used to getting used. You dudes, Aaliyah's kitchen. Hold up, the kid's so dumb. The drink, pull up, he can't grow up. Your man got a thing for donuts. The flow nuts, about to make a jam. I go rust from O-plug, getting more bread than co-cuts. What up, bruh? That's why these hoes wanna get it. They be fucking with the kid, Joe Paterno is his name. I'm stern with the women, I'm a nerd, but I'm hitting on these curves like it's Griffey in the third. With these bitches, I the kids, I legit polite. My wife, nice juice, pipe smooth, cider with ice cubes. The white dudes known to be recording it right, you jabronis ride a stupid car, slider than ice cubes. Commercials, y'all worse than them. But these lucky bitches, they ain't gotta work again. All these chickens in the cribs, like I birthed a hen. So I be overcoming definition, circumvent, you dig? Call spitting a minute, I'm ripping shit up like a ticket stop and giving the clinic. These bitches isn't sick enough to get a bennet out. You should probably quit it, bro. Dude, spinning ridiculous with it, particularly when it be switching the flow. That's cashing out. More black in me than basketball. Next line, LD's talking vags, and now they keep it hitting more walls than a racquetball. Yeah. So prepare for my libido. It's really fucking scary. Action Bronson in the speedo. It's really fucking scary. Magic Johnson near mosquitoes. But I'm nearly fucking there. These bitches about to feed me Cheetos. Cause I don't really like to mess. Pretty clear right here that the kite to best. Never scared nor embarrassed. Ask my ex. I got a bone like a freak. Kevin, where the sex? Whoa. Y'all heard about the kid with the Jew flow and Jew fro. Getting more sugar than glucose to do so. Called you destroyed from Pluto. My head so big like I'm juicing with pool hoes. But look, if you thinking that this juice so nice, then you so right. You rappers looking Bruno's tight, the dude so bright. I'm rapping like a sumo fight. The knee slapping, unexpected word of Juno's tight. I'm out.